from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Debate over nominating a new Supreme Court justice. The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia brought calls from conservatives for President Barack Obama to not nominate a replacement during his last year in office. But doing that would leave an open seat for an unusually long time. Their hope is that a Republican will win the November election, allowing for a more conservative justice like Scalia to take the seat and preserve the narrow majority currently in the court. Some had held vigil in the frigid cold outside the Supreme Court Saturday night, hours after Scalia's death of natural causes at age 79. Flags at the high court are at half staff. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students. Mr. Obama went on to say he would be fulfilling his constitutional responsibility and will nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia.
Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor for Justice Scalia in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. With only 8 justices on the bench, there is a greater possibility for 4-4 ties. This is VOA News. Syrian activists said Turkey shelled Kurdish fighters in northern Syria for a second day today, after warning it would take action if it faced a threat from across the border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict in Syria, said the shelling targeted areas north of the city of Aleppo and killed 2 fighters. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Saturday the Kurdish forces were a threat to the Syrian town of Azaz, located a few kilometers from the border. The United Nations said today Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015, an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 are the highest recorded since it began its systematic documentation of civilian casualties in 2009. It says increased ground fighting in and around populated areas, along with suicide and other attacks in major cities, were the main causes of conflict-related civilian deaths and injuries in 2015. Colombia's National Health Institute says the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus has reached more than 31,500, among them more than 5,000 women who are pregnant. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain has not developed properly or has stopped growing. Dr. Thomas Frieden is head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control.
This is the latest in a series of unpredicted and unpredictable health threats. What is predictable, as you say exactly, is our need to improve systems to find, stop, and prevent health threats wherever they emerge.
The mosquito-borne Zika is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly in Brazil, with more than 4,300 suspected cases of birth defects. A U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State John Kerry has traveled to Albania in a bid to promote bilateral cooperation and encourage the country's officials to continue efforts to enact justice reforms. "I am encouraged," said Kerry, "by the judicial reform package that is now being considered to improve the judiciary and allow for a greater crackdown on corruption." Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tainan, a city of 2 million residents. Officials say 116 people died in the 6.4 magnitude quake. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.